理课堂听 class.com
Unit 1
文化差异
Cultural differences Section A Listening 1. Pre-listening vocabulary
Refer to
Moral
Behavior
Determine
View
Unconsciously
Make the most sense
Take the form of
Expectation
Behave
In a given situation
Essentially.
Perspective.
Exist.
Counterpart.
Motivate.
2. Hush, then listen.
Culture generally refers to a set of learned knowledge, standards, values, beliefs, morals, laws, customs, habits, and behaviors shared by individuals and societies that determines how an individual acts,feels, and views oneself and others. Often people of a culture unconsciously use their personal cultural background as a guide for judging the actions of other people. They think their way of doing things makes the most sense. In the business world, these habits often take the form of expectations that the other side will behave in a certain way in a given situation.Or that others will see a particular problem in the same way we do. These expectations and understandings of the world are quite different among different peoples. Such differences are called cultural differences. Since international business is essentially a social activity among different peoples, it is very important to understand the different perspectives of the people involved.This understanding should exist in almost every part of international business. Therefore, when your counterparts are motivated by a different set of rules, you have to pay specific attention to what is going on inside their heads, and you need to understand what motivates their decisions. The businessman who well understands the cultural differences is usually the winner.
Section B.Speaking up. 1. Typical dialogue. 1. Background information.
On his way to a family party in America, Mr. Joe Fung and his business partner, Mr. Barry Jenkins, talk about cultural differences. Mr. Joe Fung.
Mr. Barry Jenkins. 2. Practical dialogue.
It's very kind of you to invite me to your family party and to pick me up here.
It's my pleasure. Besides, my home is far away from here. It will cost you a lot if you take a taxi.
Thank you for your consideration. I didn't know you had such a beautiful and luxurious car.
Thank you. I bought it only a few months ago.
How much did you spend on it?
Well, you know, it is hard for me to give a specific answer.
I am very sorry. I have unconsciously violated the taboo. In my culture, people ask such questions all the time.
I understand. But sometimes we need time to bridge the cultural gap. Now, I'll tell you a true story. Dealing with a Saudi company, an American businessman presented a Saudi Arabian client with a multi-million dollar proposal in a pigskin binder. You know the result of this deed?
In Muslim culture, anything related to pigs is considered a taboo.
Yes. As a result, this American company not only lost the deal, but was tossed out and blacklisted from working with Saudi businesses.
Gee, international dealmakers have to bow to local traditions and etiquette that are subtle and yet potent. 2. Typical dialogue. 1.Background information. Miss Lily Tong and Mr. Young, her colleague from a foreign country, are talking about the relationship between management and culture.
Miss Lily Tong.
Mr. Young. 2. Practical dialogue.
Our boss was angry with Kuno, you know, the Japanese sales representative.
Why was that?
When our boss asked him whether article number C20 was sold well in the Northeast market, Kuno said yes. As a matter of fact, this product was not at all competitive.
Quite embarrassing. When a Japanese says yes, he simply means I understand your questions.
I think there is some relationship between management and culture. What do you think?
Yes, there is indeed. I think cultural differences occur in management on three levels.
Three levels? Go ahead.
First, artifacts and etiquette level. Second, behaviors and actions level. The third is core morals, beliefs, and values level.
Great penetrating analysis.
The primary cultural issues are the ones which have the most direct impact on cooperation between colleagues or partners.
Do you think all cultural ingredients should be managed?
For one thing, cultural differences on the behaviors should be focused because they heavily impact the work effectiveness of the workers in management. Otherwise, they will lead to such problems in management as the decision-making, communication, and motivation, etc.
So, behaviors form an important integral part of all interactions between co-workers.
Yes, indeed.
4. Vocabulary aid.
Dialogue 1.
Luxurious.
Violated the taboo.
Bridge.
Cultural gap.
Multi-million dollar.
Proposal.
Binder.
Toss out.
Blacklist.
Deal maker.
Bow to.
Etiquette.
Subtle.
Potent.
Dialogue 2.
Artifact.
Etiquette.
Behavior.
Core.
Morals.
Belief.
Penetrating.
Impact.
Ingredient.
Work effectiveness.
Integral.
Interaction.
Co-worker.